Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever been crazy in love? We should talk about that on Wednesday with Matters of the Heart. Because crazy in love, I have. Crazy in love is wild, huh? Especially when it's two of you. Both of you are mutually crazy in love, you know. It's not fun when you have somebody that's like crazy in love with you as they think and you're not crazy in love with them. But when it's the two of you crazy in love with one another, I mean, it's been like you are, it's just you two in existence in this world, right? You can conquer everything. But happy Valentine's Day week. I'm not crazy in love right now. I would love to be, but, you know, I'm a true romantic, and I'm loving Valentine's Day week, to be honest. You know, I love it, as I've always been talking about, especially last week and also all this week. Valentine's Day is fun, and I was watching a program yesterday, and they were talking about how fun it is for kids. Because I talked about this last week, how fun it is for kids to participate wholeheartedly in their classrooms regarding Cupid's Day, Valentine's Day. So it's good for all of us, those of us with and without booze, right? I said boo on Facebook the other day because it's funny because that's not a term that I use, and I, like, did the laughing out loud after I said boo. But, you know, some people probably say, well, that's not a laughing matter when you don't have a boo on Valentine's Day. You know, it's not, you know, but some of us would be crying if we weren't laughing. Shout out to the happy singles. Shout out to the suicidal singles, as my attorney / friend based in Dallas says. He says Valentine's Day is suicidal singles day for those without booze, without loves in their lives. Hey, and speaking of him, guess what? He's blogging now. Because like I, he's been in a book too. And so check out his blog at... Check it out. You know, remember, he's a native of Little Rock, even though he's in the Dallas. Redneckstorages.blogspot.com. That's redneckstorages.blogspot.com. Okay, that's the attorney, well, the semi-retired attorney, Jay Lucas' new blog. And so he's just, you know, sharing his life and upbringing from Little Rock to, he has been homeless. And so I guess throughout the blog he will be talking about different stories and so on, sharing different stories. So that's a good thing. But started the show at 6. It was a blessing because we have a guest this morning. And I received a message that she would call in after 6. And that was a blessing because you all know I'm operating from both of my Androids. So I had to charge up some more electrical juice for the Android that I am broadcasting from. And then I have my other Android, my MyTouch, which I utilize as my computer. I have my adapter from Computer Geeks. Shout out Computer Geeks for sending me the adapter and the headphones and the mic. But I'm not getting my netbook to function properly, so hopefully one of my friends will help me to get it online. Because really, I don't need an adapter, but with me, I use it for like an adapter. But I'm not getting my internet online, so I'm functioning to me with limited resources from just my two Androids. But our special guest this morning is one of my best BFFs from Facebook, who usually joins us on Wednesdays. And it's intimacy advisor Belinda Bostick of Slumber Parties. You know, check out her website right now. And I've been telling a lot of you all to have shared her recent newsletter and have been advising you all to check out. And I'm sure some of you have been placing orders. And if you're in the Houston area, and I have a lot of friends and a lot of listeners in the Houston area, hey, book your parties. What are you waiting for? Hey, my friends. Hey. Little Flip and the guys, Thug Mafia, get your wives and your girlfriends and your ladies and the ladies who participate in the video shoots, get them to host, to contact Belinda and host slumber parties and all that good stuff. But Belinda is going to talk about the amazing products, of course, of slumber parties and also career opportunities. And she will be hosting her first webinar. And so she'll be talking about that. Plus, we're talking about, of course, ideas, gift ideas and romantic tips for Valentine's Day. And matter of fact, Belinda was talking on Facebook last night. Just a good, simple, those of you with booze and significant others and husbands and spouses and boyfriends, and those guys you all that are listening with significant others, how often do you spend quality time with your significant other? If on Facebook, I mean, Belinda shares that she's spending quality time with her hubby. Last night she talked about hosting, being a part of some awesome parties. But then when it was time to wind down, she and her love watched a movie together. that was good quality time. Some people think that to spend quality time with one another, it takes like a big elaborate planning. It does not. So we're going to be talking romantic tips and gift ideas. And I don't know how long Belinda will be with us this morning because I know she has a busy schedule. But, hey, let's go ahead and get her on and all that good stuff. But, again, thank you for joining us this morning for Motivating Monday's Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And, again, happy, happy Valentine's Day week. And also sending much love and condolences to the family and fellow supporters of Chris Kyle because I know big memorial ceremony will be held at the Cowboys Stadium today in his memory and all that. So, sad day in Texas and America, in the world also, those that love our military and those that protect and serve us. And also, did you all hear that the Pope has announced that he is abdicating? He says not a resignation because there's no one to resign to. So the Pope has abdicated. Isn't that something? So, but let's go ahead. I just want to, and congratulations to all the Grammy winners and the nominees and all that good stuff. So we're going to talk on the next broadcast about other good stuff. It has stormed. Thank you for those of you that have been praying for us in the state of Mississippi also, because you know the four counties are under a state of emergency. And right after one of the storms left Jackson, it went south and destroyed Hattiesburg, hit the campus of USM. Prayerfully, many of the students were in New Orleans celebrating Mardi Gras because, you know, this is the big week of Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday is coming up in a couple of days, in a day. And so thank you for the prayers, and it all takes all of us praying for one another. But without any more time going by, let's go ahead and talk with Belinda. And happy birthday, too, if today is your birthday or happy anniversary also. And if you're planning a proposal this Thursday, this weekend, or this week, you can do it. Go for it. Okay, let's go ahead and talk with Belinda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day week to you, Belinda.
Yes, to you as well.
So what's good? Love is in
Love is always in the air.
Yes,
and apparently, you know, according to my weekend, it's all over the place. So everybody's getting very excited for the Valentine's Day. And I just kind of had to laugh. My hostess for the weekend on Saturday night, she had called me back in December to book her February party to make sure that she had the date she wanted before Valentine's. So that's sort of what's going on in my world right now. I'm playing Cupid.
You're welcome. And you had two parties on Sunday, on yesterday?
Yesterday I had one party, and I had parties Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well.
Okay. And we're glad you're feeling better. As you all know, I told you on Wednesday that Belinda had been feeling under the weather. So you did get well as soon as possible, we think.
Yes, thank goodness. That was awful.
Great.
I don't know what it was, but
I thought you were preggos.
Oh, God.
You know,
don't put that on me, Mr.
Yeah.
Don't put that on me.
Yeah,
No. I have two beautiful babies, a boy and a girl, and I'm good.
My mom and I, we were praying for you. I was like, Mom, Belinda's not feeling good.
Thank you. It definitely helped. It was about a 24-hour bug.
Good. What was I about to say? Oh, my goodness. You mentioned your seminars. Your first seminar is coming up. When is it rescheduled?
I think I'm actually going to reschedule that for tomorrow night because I realized tonight I have a team conference call. So I think tomorrow night at 9 p.m., I'm going to post all of the webinar information again. It will be on my Facebook. But tomorrow night at 9 p.m., you can log in to the website that I'll have online, and you can also call in, and I'll be talking about the amazing opportunities that you could have with slumber parties. So I'm just going to be going over yeah, I'm just going to be going over what the company has done, you know, how we've grown, how it can affect your life, what you can do with this company. Because I do think most people don't fully understand what happens when you go into a direct selling business. So I'm just going to help clarify some information, tell them, you know, and just sort of start explaining how it works. Because I have a whole ton of women that have talked about starting their own business, and they just haven't had the chance to really sit down, you know, whether it's one-on-one with me or to be able to come to, you know, another team function that we have. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to put all the information out there. We're going to do a call-in. Because I know personally for me, with such a crazy schedule and with two kiddos, sometimes that's just easier to be in my pajamas, have them asleep, sit on my computer, and hop on the phone. So unless something crazy happens that I am not prepared for, then we'll be having that tomorrow at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Central Standard Time, there would be a web. Are the first webinar. I love webinars. So I was like, wow, I was excited when I seen that. And I was like, okay, I can't wait for this webinar. So I know it's going to be amazing and exciting and sounds. It's really going to be informative. And it's good that you're going to share the myths and misconceptions regarding direct selling. I've always loved direct selling since I was a little girl. And, you know, I'm a Mark girl and looking forward to joining your team. And so people think, women, men, people do need to understand the direct selling business. You are an entrepreneur. And the way you talk, I'm a part of this amazing community. So you're an independent, you're working independently, but you're working with such an amazing support system.
Oh, the support system is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the team that I'm currently on, we have about 40 active members, and we're constantly in cahoots with one another. If we need something, we call each other, we post it on our Facebook page together. You know, if we just need support, I mean, the support alone, good example, we have a slumber sister that had gone inactive. She decided, you know, at a particular moment, she was unable to run her business, and, you know, just life was happening. And she decided that she was ready to get back into it. And so a friend of hers, who was probably her original sponsor, got online and said, hey, she's getting ready to get started. Let's encourage her. And within 5 minutes, you had 18 people saying, you know, you can do this. You're going to be great. Call me if you need anything. You know, I mean, that's just sort of how it is with our little community. And that's our small team. When you go company-wide, because we have a company-wide website that we can all get on, the support from them is incredible as well. So, I mean, you literally have thousands of consultants that are just cheering each other on.
Exactly. So you work for yourself when you're an intimate advisor with slumber parties, but you don't work by yourself. So that's what Belinda is talking about now, and she's really going to go in detail tomorrow night at 9 p.m. during her first webinar. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting webinar, too.
Well, and the great thing is, if this is, you know, if this is anything you've ever considered doing, it's only going to take about 20 minutes. It's going to be short and sweet so that some people can get off and think about it. But, of course, I will stay on the line and answer any questions that anybody has. You know, or on the line and set up an actual appointment with you if that's what you would like, because I know some people, you know, will just have a whole list of questions, and that's perfect. But, you know, if you want to do a one-on-one consultation, I'm happy to do that as well. So, you know, hop on. It's going to be 20 minutes. And the fact of the matter is you have absolutely nothing to lose.
Exactly.
You know, there's no obligation. You don't have to pay anything to get on this. And
oh,
for 20 minutes, there's a possibility that 20 minutes could change your life. Why wouldn't you hop on?
Exactly. And that's 20 minutes of information that you will learn about. And it's good that you did emphasize free webinar, because some webinars do have calls. So that is important for people to know before they log in. This is 20 minutes of free information. Some of you might think about it. Some might sign up immediately. to become an intimacy advisor. And I know some people say, well, I don't have time. But with slumber parties, you can schedule your own. You can make your own hours, right, from part-time to full-time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are your own boss. You schedule your schedule whenever it is most convenient for you. And, you know, our average consultant makes about $250 a night. So if you have time,
wow,
do one party a week. And I literally get paid to party. So I get to go to a party, have a great time, and I get paid to have fun.
Really partying with
yes,
the purpose. And it's my favorite topic, so I don't know what I'm waiting for. That's one of my favorite
right?
topics.
Exactly. But, I mean, I literally get paid to party. And, you know, if you had time to do one party a week and you made an average of $250 a night, that's $1,000 in your bank account every month.
Wow. And one night, I mean, one night, hey, maybe missing your favorite TV shows. Yeah.
That's what DVR is for.
Well, worth it if you're getting $250 and having fun with some of your best ladies in town.
Yes. Well, I mean, and that also, the beautiful part of this business is that it's an unlimited income, so, and it has unlimited potential. That's as a starting consultant making the smallest amount of commission that we offer, which is 35%.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
not saying that you do only have average party sales. You know, this past weekend was above average party sales for my business. And so I've got some bills that I get to pay off completely today with something excited about.
Yeah, because I love your story. You went from being a successful receptionist with an insurance company, right? But then
yes,
you started with slumber
yes,
parties only 2 years ago, and I know we became Facebook friends either right before or right when you became a intimacy advisor. Because I know we've been Facebook friends a while, and
yes,
I remember
yep,
when I remember I didn't realize you were working full time for another job because it seemed like you was really into slumber parties. But I love your story because you're a perfect example. Married, you had your had one of your babies at least, right?
I had both of them. Yeah, because when I had started, my daughter was 2 months old.
Yeah.
And so when she was 2 months old, my son was 3, and I really just wanted some extra income for the family. You know, I needed to get out a little bit. I love my children, but I needed to get out of the house a little bit. I needed a little bit of a job. And I really was willing to do just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I found a nice job. I was working part-time in insurance. And we had a nanny that was coming to the house. And so I was fine with that. I never really wanted my kids to go to daycare. That just wasn't, you know, that's not how I was raised. So it was a little different for me. But when I heard of slumber parties, because I had never heard of the company before, my very best friend had invited me to her party. And so I went with her. I had a fantastic time, and I decided to book my own party. And again, had a great time. But the consultant who did those two parties made $1,000 in two nights.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And so
how many hours?
I decided...
like 2 or 3 hours?
Well, the first party that I went to was ginormous. There were about 25 women there. People were sitting on the floor on people's laps. It was haywire. So that party, I know, took her several hours. But, I mean, even if it took her 5 hours, you know, I mean, and then my party did not take that long. My party took 3 hours to top.
Because 5 hours is $100 an hour, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said if it was 5 hours, I don't know if my math is right or not, but I'm pretty good with basic math. 5 hours is like $200 an hour, right? For $1,000.
Yes. Yes. And even if you included coming to my party, I mean, let's just say that she worked 10 hours for those 2 days, because that's included her drive time. She lived quite far from me. So, you know, even if we include her drive time, that's $100 an hour.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I heard that and I thought, you know, this is fun. It's fun and it's easy and it's just another extra way to make some money. So I pulled a credit card out. I pulled out a credit card and I didn't really have the money on it at the time, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and jump into this and just see what I can do. You know, what the worst thing that can happen is that I tried and it didn't work for me. You know, that's the worst thing that could happen. So I went ahead and started my business, but about 6 months down the road after getting started, my nanny quit. And she ended up going and getting a completely different job. And so my kids had to go to daycare. And I was not pleased about this. And my daughter was 8 months at the time, and she was going through separation anxiety. And that did not go well.
Yeah.
That did not go well at all. And so we tried it for about 2 weeks. And at the time, when I was still working in insurance, I had bumped my hours to about 30 hours a week. So I was still part-time, but I was starting to get more full-time. I was at 30 hours a week. I was making about $13.50 an hour. And so for insurance, for front desk, I was making good money. You know, if that was just a regular job, that would have been fine. But my daughter hated it. She hated daycare, and she just cried and cried and cried. So within 2 weeks, I went in and I said, you know, hey, boss man, sorry, I'm done. And I quit my job. And since then, I've decided to, you know, take my business to the next level. And here I am 2 years later, and I have quadrupled my income for what I made in insurance.
And you're living a debt-free, because this is something that we love to hear and love to talk about. A lot of listeners and a lot of my personal friends and professional friends, we all love to hear when someone is living debt-free and always wants to reach that goal also. And you have mentioned before that you're living a debt-free life, right?
Well, I'm working on living a debt-free life. That's what my parties pay for. Yeah, we're not there yet, but that's what my parties pay for.
It sounds really good, though, because you have been able to present your husband with nice gifts and yourself with nice gifts and just do some really nice things. I like when you talk on Facebook about how it feels good to pay your bills and all that good stuff. So a lot of listeners and a lot of people calling in tomorrow, I know that's what a lot of people want to know. Well, I want to pay my bills and just have a comfortable lifestyle.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I don't know how my husband would feel about me saying this on the because I know how men are, and I know that it is their job to provide, and my husband does a very good job of providing for our family. But we have 2 years ago, where we are now versus 2 years ago, we had times when I had to ask my parents to buy groceries for our household because we were just that behind on bills. Or, you know, his base paycheck, if he wasn't working, he makes a base paycheck, but he doesn't make overtime. And so, you know, it was just so easy to get behind. And it was devastating, really. I mean, that's just not what you want to have to do, to call your parents and say, hi, do you want to buy us groceries? Because otherwise I can't feed my children. So we have gone from that to paying down, you know, credit cards or partial credit cards on a weekend and really getting on top of everything. Because right now, I'm on board. I'll tell you my big goal for the year, Ms. Beth. You ready?
Yeah.
I added up every little bit of debt that we have. I mean, everything that's ever been on our credit that we never paid or, you know, anything that's ever happened, and I'm including the two vehicles that I bought for us. You know, every little piece of debt, and it amounts to about $56,000.
Whoa.
Because I am including the vehicles. Husband got a new truck, and I got an SUV. So,
I'm hoping the mini SUV real soon.
Yes.
And what?
It's so worth it. but we're talking about $56,000. And my goal this year with my business is to pay that off by the end of the year.
Okay, that's good. Now, listeners, you all hear that. And see, that's good because a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. It has nothing to do with weight loss or weight gain, but financial goals of how to set goals. So pretty much do like Belinda. Look at your assets and your debts and calculate what you need to do to reach a certain goal.
Yep. And so that, I mean, that's our big push for the year. And so my party, my profit from doing my parties is going towards paying down our debt and getting us to a point where, you know, we are debt-free and we are feeling more comfortable and we don't ever have to ask for money again. You know, I mean, our lifestyle has changed so drastically from the time before I started my business to now that I'm established in my business. And it's been such a huge blessing to my family. It's caused a problem. You know, I mean, every now and then I get a little overzealous in business and I kind of forget that the husband's sitting there waiting for me to watch a movie or, you know, go out or do whatever. But,
exactly.
You know, once you find that nice little niche where you can control the business and you can control the lifestyle and all of that, anything is possible with this business. Anything at all. So, you know, if you're in a situation like that or if you've been in a situation like that or even if you don't have debt that you want to pay off and you really do just want to have some fun shoe shopping money, this business can do whatever it is that you want it to do.
Amazing discounts and have an opportunity to get, because some people just want to get out and have fun and help others, create opportunities for others. So even those of you that love, you know, romantic items and love slumber parties and love getting together, having ladies-only parties, it is perfect because then also you're still creating opportunities for other people. And it's good, and it goes back to what Belinda said, good opportunity for shopping money and get a good, awesome discount.
Yep.
And be the first to know. Also, notice one thing, you're always the first to know when new products hit the market.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, it really has. It's been a huge shift in my business. It started as just some extra money, something fun, and then it turned into sort of a necessity. And now this is how I pay my bills. You know,
and
I
remember,
changed it to just really adjust to what my family needed.
Exactly. And her business is based at home, right? It's a home-based business.
Yes.
That's what drove her daughter. I mean, you were able to spend quality time with your daughter, take care of your daughter, and business at the same time. You know, so there are some housewives and listening. You can perfect way to earn extra money and have fun with your lady friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
If you work full time in America, you can still be an intimacy advisor by just presenting a party once a week or two. Or twice a week. And again,
we have consultants who work full time.
Yeah, and it's good that you mentioned about direct selling. You are self-employed. Belinda is a successful self-employed woman, independent consultant, intimacy advisor, and she knows her product. And that's one thing I love about Slumber Parties and love about Belinda. Belinda is so informative and knows her products, like from back, forward, up, down, plus does research. I don't know if the other intimacy advisors that do the kind of research you do, but she researches everything.
I do, because you never know who's going to be at your party, and you want to be able to not only appeal to everybody, but you want to help them understand. You know, I can't stress enough how often I have somebody come in and they say, I had no idea at all until you said that, and a light bulb goes off in their head. And, I mean, just Saturday, I had a woman come in. She was late to the party, so she didn't get to see everything. But when I was explaining particular products that she would need as she was going through what she wanted, she said, oh, so it's not just me. This is normal. And I said, yes, girl, this is normal. You know, these are what she considered huge problems in her life, in her intimate life, are things that she can face every day. You know, and it just sort of was a light bulb moment where she was, you could visibly see her relax.
And yeah, that was a relief to know. Because we can feel so alone when it comes to certain topics, certain issues. Like, oh, my God, I must be the only one that experiences this. But then when they talk with you, you're like, hey, that's a norm.
Yes. Well, I think that's really what parties, what my parties, what Slumber Parties does for our clients is, you know, we come in, and I do a fun presentation, but it is incredibly informative, and I give statistics, I show you how to do things, I explain things, but I think what really happens is that these women they talk amongst each other, and they see me standing up there saying this, and they start realizing, okay, not everything is a fairy tale, not everything looks like it does on the movies, and they see that there's an actual need for the product sitting behind me, and they realize there's nothing wrong with my relationship. You know, I think a lot of the times when relationships start to go astray, it's because things start to get dull in the bedroom, you know, and just boring and lackluster, and people start to blame themselves. You know, I can't tell you how often women say, well, I just thought he wasn't as excited by me anymore because we used to be able to make love all night long, and now, you know, it's maybe 5-10 minutes and we're done and we barely talk afterwards.
Wow.
And that is a common issue in the bedroom.
And that's something we should talk about in the near future. I'm always inviting you back. Talk about that, those moments of foreplay, the actual act, and then especially the after, the part about, you know, wanting to pillow talk. Like, I noticed you liked a comment that I made early Sunday morning. I was kind of chatty. And I said, well, if I'm chatty, I don't have anyone to pillow talk with.
Yes.
and I said, but I have y'all, and I noticed you liked that. But sometimes
I did. I'm in your giggle.
Yeah, so I was like, cool, Melinda's up. I have her. But, you know, pillow talk, sometimes we won't. I know some people don't want to be doing all that talking, but it's some quality time afterwards, some pillow talking or some cuddling. That's something that we should talk about, too, in the near future, that topic alone.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
not just
after sex, but that intimate quality time where at least do something together, snuggle, and converse a little.
Yes. I tell you what, I found the best way to sort of reconnect with your partner is massage.
Yeah.
That is one of the best ways because you are touching each other, but it is not necessarily a sexual act. And I think, especially for couples that already have some tension, not only is it literally relieving tension, but they're having that sensation of touching each other again and being intimate and being in close proximity. So right now for Valentine's Day, one of my big sellers is our hot heart massager. And it is literally a heart-shaped gel pack that has a little disc inside. You click it, it crystallizes, and it gets up to 129 degrees.
Okay, now, those people that have some, if they ordered it today, would they get it by Valentine's Day? They'll get it by the weekend.
You know what? It's highly possible, but you know what? You would have it for your Valentine's weekend for sure.
You guys, if I had a significant other, I knew for sure I had a Valentine's, I definitely would get that then because I'm a big proponent of massages. Massages are just amazing, you know.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes. And I tell you what, gentlemen, if you want to make your lady happy, offer her a massage with the hot heart massager. I promise you she will eat out of the palm of your hand.
Exactly.
Because when you use that, so first of all, it is quite warm. But there's a massage oil that I pair with it. It's called Cloud9, and it's an edible massage oil. So not only are you giving a fantastic massage with this ridiculously rich and soothing massage oil, but it is an edible product, so you don't have to worry about going and rinsing off or anything like that. It's going to taste fantastic if it leads to anything else, which hopefully it will for you. But it doubles up as a moisturizer. So, you don't have to go wash it off. It doubles as a moisturizer. It's made with hemp seed oil. It's a completely all-natural product. It's fantastic for your skin. But the Hot Heart and the Cloud 9.
Okay, cool. Cause
those are two of my top sellers.
Wow, that is awesome because it's good. You don't have to, they're just edible and you don't have to rinse it off and stuff because some people don't want to take a break to go,
wash
this off.
People don't want to take a break and they don't want to break out from it. So it really is the ultimate massage oil.
I'm a big proponent of massage, and those of you that do, you know, that do have husbands and wives, I mean, we cater to, so I'm a part of caters to ladies, but you guys are listening. Guys like to listen to you, Belinda. A lot of my listeners call in on days that you're not here or I talk with them, and you probably get friend requests from some husbands. Because they love you. The guys love you. And so that's why I was telling my friends in Houston, I was like, get your girlfriends and your wives to call Belinda and host a party. But,
men you're talking about, none of them have sent me a friend request. So now I know, guys. I know now. So make sure that you request me on there and you send your girlfriends and your wives and your friends and your sisters and all of that because I'm here to everybody.
Good point. Recommend your relatives because, you know, sometimes your relatives might need, you know, need some advice in that area.
Exactly.
You know? Sometimes you might be wondering, well, where am I not working? What am I not doing right? So it helps to get in touch with knowledgeable experts like Belinda. You know, therefore, you really do find out, well, hey, there are some things that you are an expert in, but there's some things that, you know, we need help in.
Exactly. But, and okay. I really think for most people, it's just a matter of a different perspective.
Yeah, and I think being on the same page with your partner also, you know, even though I don't have a partner right now, but I do know about life and love and sex and dating, all that good stuff, and I believe it's important to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the part about being boring. What about when both of you are very excited, but very, like, on the real freaky, but from different perspectives?
Well, that always makes my job more interesting because for the most part, when my clients come in, what I hear is, we just want to try something new. We're willing to try anything once. And that is probably where you will be more interested to look in the enhance the romance section on my website because that is where we start getting into games and some light bondage and, you know, just fun things that you don't typically try until you've had a chance to really look at it. So especially for Valentine's Day, games are fantastic. You know, when you think of Valentine's Day, I mean, every day should be exciting, you know, and every time that you're in the bedroom with your partner, there should be some intimacy and some, you know, some extra fun and sizzle. But I understand, you know, people have their schedules, and sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, honey, it's time. So, you know, I know that not every day, and it is, not every day is going to feel like that, but,
it's,
you know.
It's spontaneous, and then there's a time to really make a plan.
Yes. So if you're really looking at Valentine's Day to reconnect to your partner or just to make it fun and special, you know, for the ladies, put on a piece of lingerie. Even if you don't typically wear it, even if you've never worn it, or even if you wear it all the time, find a piece of lingerie that fits you really well, that's got a great color to work with your skin tone, silhouette. I mean, ladies, if you're long and leggy, cami sets, you know, things like that. Those are going to accentuate your legs and look fantastic on you. Sort of like the slip style lingerie. If you have a bigger backside, you got some junk in the trunk. Booty shorts. They look fantastic on just about everybody, but
so
you've got to be on
their
duty.
So those cheeks can be revealing. What about those with blessed with nice boobs like me?
Pretty much anything that you desire works for you because you can pull attention away from any other area of your body. That is the joy of having fantastic.
Because those of you that have a physique maybe similar to mine that you plan on getting your groove on Valentine's Day, because I definitely would like to pull attention from the midsection because I'm working on flattening my belly. So you can focus on your boobs, take away from the other areas. Huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the thing is, you know what? Also, ladies, anybody who's listening, I do have some lingerie pieces that are up on my Facebook page, and I'm down to about 9 pieces. I sold a couple this weekend.
Yes.
I had a lingerie auction this week, but I am going to be getting 2 more sets of lingerie in this week. So, you know, I know everybody wants it for Valentine's Day specifically, but let's be honest. It's on a Thursday, so most of you are going to do something a little bit special on Thursday, and then you'll probably do something bigger over the weekend. So don't be hung up on the idea that you may not have it right on Thursday, because the whole point that I'm trying to make is that it does not have to be Valentine's Day to have a great night in the bedroom with your partner.
Exactly, that's a real, real important day, but let it be a day, every day.
Yes.
Every day.
And like I said, I know not every day is going to be like that, but you don't have to have a special holiday to bring home something special for you and your partner. So,
and if I every day is that day and I don't have a romantic love interest, then I know those of you that were husbands and spouses and boyfriends, you all definitely should always have something romantic on your mind. Even those of you that say, well, I'm not the romantic kind. I mean, you should always have a romantic vibe going on.
Yes. It can be as simple as lighting some candles. It can be as simple as that.
What about the ladies who think their spouses or boyfriends aren't romantic?
Turn up the romance yourself. And that is why, ladies, you need to have a hot piece of lingerie. That's it. That is why. Because if you think that he's not romantic, and if you're not telling him you want to be romantic, or if you're not sure how to present that, you show up in a hot piece of lingerie, and he'll change his tone. He's very excited. He'll know exactly what you're wanting. So,
I know many of my listeners are in blizzards right now up north, and even those in the blizzards are going to be hot, hot, hot.
Yes. Well, and I know that we, you know, as women, typically we like the idea of, you know, just having this perfect man who's so romantic, but he still takes charge and da-da-da-da-da. You know, we all have these strange fantasies about how men behave. And most of them, yes, they have the ability to do that, but they have lives just like everybody else, you know, and so they don't act like that. And you can't expect them to act like that if you walk into the bedroom in a ratty t-shirt, you know. I do not light candles in my bedroom when I have on sweatpants and a t-shirt with holes in it.
You're so right. There's a time and place for your vintage rock concert t-shirt.
Yes. Yes, there is. And I really think that everybody needs to take responsibility for their own intimate lives. You know, it's not up to one partner. It's not up to just one person. I hear that a lot. I really do. And I hear it from women. I'm sure men say it, you know, to their friends as well. But I hear it a lot from my client, you know, he makes no effort, or, you know, he's not exciting in the bedroom, or he doesn't want to try anything. And yet I'll ask them, okay, what kind of lingerie do you have? Okay, what kind of what are you willing to do? And they say, oh, well, I don't like lingerie. Or, oh, I don't want to try that. So you have to be responsible for your part when it comes to an intimate life, because if you want your partner to try something new, you also have to be willing to try something new.
True.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
just because you don't like lingerie, your partner might like lingerie. Just because you like being naked, your partner might want to see you in something revealing. You know, like,
well,
you were saying, might want to have the joy of taking it off of you. Even for us ladies, sometimes we don't just want to see them in the buff, right? We want to have the pleasure of undressing them from nice boxers or nice PJs.
Yes.
And the same with the guys. Sometimes they want to peel it off of us. And sometimes what I notice, sometimes guys like for you to, you know, have the right places open, but yet have on something nice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They like you to have the right lingerie on, but they like the places that that's most important to be easy accessible.
Yes. Well,
yes.
And that's also the beauty of lingerie, is because it's really designed for that.
Yes.
But if you think about it, Christmas time, birthday time, any time that requires a present, it's nice to get gifts, but it is so much more exciting if it is wrapped. You know, Christmas would not be the same if you all went out shopping together and you all knew what you all bought and you literally just put it on the table and said, okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. You already know what you got. Here's your stuff. Because I tell you, my mother, she will take us shopping and she will say, okay, start picking things out. And so we'll start picking things out. And then she usually goes shopping by herself and picks out another couple of things that we don't know about. But, you know, as we're older, she wants to make sure that we're getting what we actually want or need. And so she still wraps it, so you're still not sure what you're getting in what box.
Uh-huh.
And it makes it more exciting. Even though I know what I'm getting for Christmas, it makes it more exciting. It still feels like Christmas because I get to unwrap my present.
Exactly.
You are a present for your partner. It doesn't matter if you want to take your lingerie off in 2 seconds or if you want to leave it on. The point is, it's a visual. It's a, hello, I'm a gift for you. You know, and quite frankly, that is a gift for you too, because when you find a good piece of lingerie, it can do all sorts of things for you. It can accentuate your best assets. It can hide the things that you are uncomfortable with. But really, all in all, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel beautiful.
And what is not seen can actually turn us on. Guys and ladies, you know I'm telling the truth. Because sometimes it's not what is what we don't see sometimes, but we know we will eventually see that gets us hot and heavy.
Yes.
Like, wow.
Yes.
You know, even ladies, you know, sometimes we're looking like, oh, my God, I just can't wait to unfill those boxers. And the guys
exactly.
are like, whoa, I can't wait. You know.
Exactly. So it's really just creating a visual. And, you know, that sets the tone for your bedroom.
Yes.
So, you know, Valentine's Day is here. Start a new tradition. Get a piece of lingerie. You know, and I kind of have a little Valentine's recipe. So if you have a partner and you're wanting to spice things up on Valentine's Day, and especially if you've never branched out before, get a piece of lingerie. If you're completely scared, get a black slip. It looks good on everybody. You know, they're satiny, they're soft, they feel good against your skin. Black is a swimming color. You know, if you're unsure of what to try, get a plain black slip, you know. Fairly form-fitting. Don't get a muumuu black slip. That's not going to do anything for you. The point of lingerie is to show things off, but, you know, get something in plain black. That's totally fine. But set some, you know, turn on some light music, set some candles around, light them, you know, hot heart massage. Give your partner a massage. Let them know that tonight is about the two of you connecting.
Exactly. And, see, I highly recommend partner massaging, period, anyway, in your lovemaking process. I know mm-hmm. you guys are expert, but I'm expert in massage. And it is good to give and receive massages during lovemaking. That relaxes you. You know, you know, I've been a long time of practicing sexual abstinence. Well, a few weeks ago, hey, I got my groove on, Belinda. And my friend who we get down with, one thing that's important, and it's good to know that we both are proponents in massaging, because massage is very important. And, I was hoping to be in a steady relationship, but it just happened. He went ahead and did the sex thing, but still. If you're having casual sex out there, or have a committed partner, a spouse, have a massage is so important. It relaxes.
It is. It does, and you know, not only is it relaxing you, but okay, first of all, it's very difficult to orgasm when you're stressed. Okay, so. You're relaxing your partner, you're relaxing yourself, and then I tell you, the more you touch each other, the more handsy you're going to get with each other, which means the more exciting and more passionate your session, your lovemaking session is going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you give a really good massage, especially with a hot heart massager, and this is the beauty of this product, you literally could take this thing because it's so warm, put some massage oil on it, and just rub it on your partner's back from the top to bottom, and it's going to melt them. So not only is it going to relax them, but it corrupts you almost. You want to be touched because you are feeling so relaxed. So that is the best way that you can start any kind of romantic evening, any kind of intimate setting with your partner, because you do. You need to be relaxed in order to achieve an orgasm. You know, or at least be able to enjoy it properly. I mean, people can achieve them, but, you know, it's harder to orgasm if you're stressed out, if your body's all tense, if your muscles are hurting. So that is the easiest way.
Sometimes people, even though they're feeling it down there, their mind not in it. And massage is a good way to get into it. You know, because men and women both, you know, I'm sure you hear it a lot. I get hot and heavy, but I'm just not into it. It's because your mind, you just need to relax and get into it. You know, and massage is definitely a good way to get completely 100% mind, body, and soul into it.
Yep. Massage is a great way. So that's just sort of my beginner's recipe for a great Valentine's night. Get a piece of lingerie. Guys, if you're the one listening, get some silk boxers. Make it look nice. You know, y'all have lingerie too. It's just a little bit different. So
exactly.
Get some silk boxers.
Product,
you don't have to wear sweatpants.
And your product does seem to just take it to a whole another level.
Yes.
A whole slumber party's experience. It seemed like what you're talking about with your massage products, foreplay, doing. After, you can end it with massages. That goes to what we were talking about, saying the pillow talk and the cuddling. End it on this complete massage. Yes. We have a caller, Belinda.
Oh.
Do you want to talk right now?
Of course.
Okay. Hello. Happy Motivating Monday.
Hello, sister. How y'all doing today?
Hello, brother. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm fine. My name is Tahaka, and I just was listening to you all this morning, and I was listening to you talk about the Valentine's Day and all that stuff.
Yes.
And
I'm
wondering what gift were you going to buy your mate?
Well, I don't have a significant other, but Belinda, I'm sure she can share a couple of her gifts. Some of her gifts she's going to have to keep a secret for her husband. all my Valentines are my listeners like you and Belinda and my own offline friends, but I don't have a significant other. But I love to buy gifts. If I did, I probably no telling what I would buy a significant other. Big, amazing Valentine, happy, filled with different things and a lot of romance. And hopefully, if I had a significant other, a lot of sex. I'm just saying, I'm a romantic. I love Valentine's Day, you know. So it's like a curse to me being a true romantic and not having a significant other. My attorney friend in Dallas, he talks. That's another question I have for you, Belinda. What advice do you have for singles? There are happy singles, and then there are singles that are hating. To see this week come, my attorney, my friend Jay Lucas, which you see on Facebook a lot, he calls Thursday Suicidal Singles Day.
Oh, my goodness.
So before we end, I want to know what you suggest for singles also. What he wants to know, what are you getting your man that you can talk about?
Me? I don't, my husband and I don't really do gifts. We're not gift people. And I think part of that is just because when we started off together, we had no extra money for gifts. But when it comes to Valentine's Day, like I've been talking about, the whole point really is to have a sincere, intimate connection. And so you better believe that my room is going to be smelling fantastic. The sheets are going to be freshly washed. The bed's going to be made. And all of those candles are going to be lit. I tell you what, a piece of jewelry, that's nice. It's beautiful. You may wear it daily. You may bring it out on special occasions. You know, artwork, things like this. These material gifts that people go out and purchase for one another because it's Valentine's Day, it's not that they're not appreciated. And it's not that women don't want them, because I know that there's probably a woman listening right now that says, girl, if you tell him not to find me a piece of jewelry, I'm going to shoot you. But I just really think that while that's a nice gift, if you put some time and some thought and some effort into making sure that you have one really good night of just ecstasy, of just enjoying one another and being with one another, that stands out in most women's mind more than, you know, a set of diamond earrings.
Yes.
You know, I think that means more to most men. I'm sorry?
Texas, you all, are you
I live
in Texas?
I'm in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Texas.
I used to live there.
And she's in Houston, Texas. Where are you?
Well, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. I used to live in Houston, Texas, up on West Park in Jessamine in 1986. I loved it there.
Wow. Are you familiar with that area, Belinda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, we're glad you called from Jacksonville, Florida. How's the weather?
Beautiful.
Wow.
Florida weather. It's always beautiful.
Oh, man. You all always have beautiful weather.
With great weather, what are you planning for Valentine's Day?
Exactly. That's what I want to know.
Well, actually, I'm a very busy man. I am a bachelor. I run an online radio broadcast here on Blog Talk, and I run a gym, and I teach law.
What's the name of your Blog Talk show? And let us know what time it airs.
Well, my broadcast will air tonight. It's part two of Morris. I'm a minister of education for the Morris American government. We're here at 7 p.m. At Morris Talk Live 100. All you have to do is just type my name at the Google, and it'll come up everything.
Okay, and how do we spell it?
It's T-A-R-H-A-K-A.
G?
T as in Tom.
Okay.
A as in Albert.
Uh-huh.
R as in Robert.
Okay.
H is in Harold.
Okay.
A as in affidavit.
Okay.
K as in King.
Okay.
And A as in Albert.
Okay. Tarbarka.
Tarhaka.
Tarhaka, I mean. Okay. We'll key that in, and your show broadcast at what time?
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
We'll be doing broadcast on relationships between men and women and sex and all of that stuff. We'll be streaming live from MTV One, but I'll be manning the switchboard from our Blog Talk Radio. So if we don't go in and on the MTV One spot, well, we can all see one another while we're broadcasting. It's okay. You can still catch the broadcast. Fantastic.
That sounds interesting. So do you have a Valentine's? Since you were asking us about what we were getting our Valentine's. You might be a bachelor, but bachelors are known to have Valentine's.
You know, I have. You know, my lady comes on, I'll take her in bathe her, feed her, and put her to bed. And I take care of her. Massage thing and exercise, nutrition. I take care of a diet.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Wow, so you sound like a compassionate gentleman.
Well, I have a lot of experience in holistic health. Say I do have a gym, and I also teach law, and I have I've created an online library. It's a massive library, and people get a hold of that, and I walk them through whatever problems you got with the bill collectors, mortgage companies, banks, police stops, and all of this kind of stuff. And we help them with that.
So we like to hear about holistic living, because just last week, Belinda was feeling under the weather, and she mentioned one way she recovered quickly was by detoxing. Right, Belinda?
Yep, I started in multiple
times. Yeah, so and she like recovered real quickly. Had eaten something that didn't agree with her, and she was like, "Well, I've been taking detox baths and all that good stuff." So I think many of us need to learn about holistic living and preventive living, also to preventing bad issues from happening to us. So we definitely need to talk
to
you again.
All you have to do is remember that if you can keep your immune system strong, you pretty much feel good all the time. And that gets suppressed, because if you got a cold or something, that originates in the bowel. So that's the first line of defense of the pack right there. And drink your purified water, wash your environment, make sure the air is pure. And you want to invest in proper air purification, proper water purification systems. Make sure they're in your home. A good, solid, positive attitude when it comes to your relationship and sex. That starts first thing in the morning and lasts all day until the time to commit the actual act.
Yes. Yes. Well, Belinda have gotten disconnected. I hope she called in, because we wasn't finished talking. but wow. So again, all we have to do is search you at Tarhaka on blogtalkradio.com for your show.
Well, my name of my show is Morning Chalk Live 100. But if you're on Facebook or LinkedIn, all your social sites, if you just type in TARHAKA into your browser. Everything up on come up on me. Probably about 30 or 40 pages on different places. I'm in the browser.
Okay, and that'll be at 7 Eastern time. So that means 6 Central time, because I'm on 6 Central time. So listeners, you can check him out tonight, and we definitely don't want to miss that, because this is definitely a week that men and women and sex talk is important every day, but especially this week.
Okay. Well, I can give you a calling number, so all you got to do is just dial into the broadcast if you're not by your computer or whatever.
Okay, please do. What is your calling number?
It's 310.
310.
982.
982.
4184.
4184?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay. To call in to listen to the show, is the number is 310-982-4184. You can call in to listen, and just like with my show and all shows on blogtalkradio.com, if you want to make a comment, do you take comments?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We encourage comments. We use it as a teaching forum, especially when it comes to law. Because we deal with actual solutions. It's not a broadcast where we're just a bunch of talk. We want solutions. We want to actually make changes in the people's lives so that they can have something to walk away from the broadcast with that they can actually use in real life.
Exactly. That's exactly have always been my vision with Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So, leave the broadcast feeling good but informed, even if it's dealing with topics that might not be so good. But leave the show. I like to leave the show. I like listeners and callers to leave the show knowing a little bit more than what they knew before. So that sounds good and amazing. So definitely, my listeners right here, tune in and check him out. Call him and listen. And I'll be listening this evening. I'm listening. Thinking about the time, I should be able to call in and listen or log in. So don't be surprised if I don't call in and listen. And I'll press 1 if I have a comment, but I might just enjoy the conversation.
Well, we're going to try to keep it real and interesting and try to cover all the bases and get down into all of the intricate detail of relationships between men and women. And the things that we really need to start focusing on and concentrating on and correcting in the relationship and all these things.
Exactly. Because one thing Belinda and I always talk about whenever she's a guest on the show is the importance of having open communication. Belinda.
Yes.
Belinda.
Yes.
But from day one, that's have been like a number one topic that you and I have discussed, right, is the importance of having an open line of communication.
I think that is probably the most important thing that you can do for your relationship. No matter what state it's in, whether it's brand new or you've been married for 50 years, I think that is the most important thing you can do for your relationship.
Well, that's absolutely vital. That's what we concentrated on in part one of the show that we did. Communication is extremely important. You can't. You have to get rid of the attitude that, well, he done something to me, and he knows how I am, and I'm not speaking. That's got to go. You can't do that. A relationship can't survive that way.
Exactly.
You got to start thinking and concentrating and dwelling on all the good things that you have and evaluate the relationship based on all of the good things in order for it to survive.
So get rid of that my way or no way attitude. Because some people think, well, it's my way or no way.
You have to understand. Number one, you have to put at the forefront, I respect my partner. I love my partner. My partner is an asset, and that's what I want to dwell on. And I want to keep that there, and as long as we got that, we got each other.
Yes. And but right before you called, that's what Belinda was talking about when it comes to being intimate in the bedroom, how, you know, you give and take. She used an example. Some women say they don't like lingerie. But your man might like lingerie. So sometimes you have to come to a compromise and put on some lingerie.
Well, men have they're different types of men. They have different little private desires and things that they like. Me, I like to see a woman in lingerie. But I also like to see a butt naked. That's just me. I mean, if lingerie looks good and all that, let me get out of sex.
Yeah. And we, believe it or not, we have another caller. Oh, we have another caller that has a comment. So let's, did you have anything else to add to that? Let's see what our other friend has to say.
No.
No.
Happy Monday. Valentine's Day.
What's going on, family? I'm hearing a crazy echo. Is that my phone?
I'm not sure. Who is this, Mr. Alatino?
No, see, you done called the wrong name out. See, that's the complaint you got to put in there. Don't call the wrong name
out. My California friends love us so much. I see that California area code. Are we Dean or Lance today?
Check you out. We are both of them. I got a new movie that we're talking about. The actress Regan Gomez. You know, me and her, you know, I'm executive producing on one of her projects. It's called Almost Home, and stuff like that. So, you know, we raising money for this web series that we're trying to get going. So you know, I'll talk about that more the closer we get to getting it done. But those of y'all that, you know, like to support film, go to Indiegogo.com and definitely check out Almost Home. It's a web series that Regan Gomez is doing.
Is that the new film that she just auditioned for the other day? Because she and I tweet one another.
This is a web series that, you know, she's currently, you know, we recorded a couple of, you know.
I've seen her talk about that. I'm a longtime supporter of hers, and I love to tweet with her and read her tweets. And I know the like Friday or Saturday she had gone on an audition, and she was getting herself all hyped up for it. But hey, we have
This is a production that she's actually producing and stuff like that. It's like she got a couple of friends together, like Vincent and Lawson, and a couple of other ones.
I'm hearing a bad echo like crazy.
Is it just on my end or is it on your end?
It must be on your end, but we have a special guest on the line, and we have another Blog Talk Radio the host on the line also. So please say hello to Belinda and also to Haka.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Good morning, I'm hearing a bad echo on my end. That's why I'm like, the feedback is crazy. I got to figure it out what's going on my end. But what are you guys talking about? What's the topic today? You talking about relationships?
We're talking about what you and I talk about often. We're talking about Belinda. You've called in before to talk to Belinda. Belinda, you know, one of my best friends on Facebook, intimacy advisor Belinda, guest this morning. We're talking Valentine's Day. And we're talking romance, and we're talking about sex, one of your favorite topics.
I heard somebody say they don't like lingerie or some like it. Like, you know, I'm like, wear a suit your mama gave you, the birthday suit. That's a real good suit to bring to bed. I'm just saying, that's beautiful.
That's
your Valentine's Day.
So Belinda and I, visit her website at slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com. She's an intimacy advisor, and we're talking about her first webinar for tomorrow night.
Well, I remember that because, like, the first time she was, I missed it. She was scheduled, and she wasn't able to come on that at that particular time. You know, guys were doing a Q&A or something like that.
When we were talking about the topic of pheromones, you called in to talk with
Belinda.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so Belinda's a regular.
Exactly.
So my fellow Blog Talk Radio Doc host that's on the phone also, he has a show coming on tonight regarding men, women, and relationships. And we're just talking about Valentine's Day and good gift ideas and things to do for Valentine's for singles. And he's a bachelor, but he has a significant other. And you and I think you date, right, but you don't have like a steady.
Right.
Another, right.
I have what they call understanding. I'm saying.
So Belinda is married, happily married, and so we're
well,
talking.
That, that means they're shoveling snow together and everything out there. Yeah, y'all
so
the East Coast.
We're talking fun ideas for Valentine's for the singles and the ones not single. So what are your plans for Valentine's?
I'm saying trying to be someplace warm, you know, I got to do a couple of dinners, you know, and stuff like that, a couple of parties, and then, you know, that night going to be a special night, you know. I've got to decide what I'm, you know, I got to look at my options, I'm saying.
Oh, okay, that's good to know, because, okay. So you're doing a couple of dinners. So you have a few
balance. It's almost like a holiday. You like, you know, everybody's gonna be mad at you if you don't show up. That's the bad thing about it. Like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's. Like everybody wants you to be at day party. Everybody wants you to, you know, be with them or whatever. And you have decisions to make. You know, like you gotta say like, you know, where can I go tonight and I can make it up? If I don't go this place, I can go that place, you know. So, you know, sometimes it can be like a crazy day for you. You're like, dang, you dread Valentine's Day. You're like, dang, I'm going to have to make a decision. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad to hear Belinda and Tahaka. Well, he's very optimistic. He's what you call an optimistic single in my book. He looks at Valentine's Day pretty much like I do. It's a fun holiday. Let's have fun.
It is a fun holiday.
Yes.
And it should be looked at as a fun holiday, whether you're single or not.
Yeah,
because
he's celebrating all day, baby. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, that's right. That's what's up. It's February. It's Black History Month. And it's Valentine's Day at the same damn time. You can do some role play. Somebody be the slave. Somebody be the master. I'm just saying. It's Black History Month. Somebody be Harriet Tubman.
And he's a comedian too. So those of you that get mad at what he's saying, he's a comedian too. So
y'all know y'all be role playing. Don't try it. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, because Belinda and I, we touched base on some of that. Because Belinda,
you be role playing?
You mentioned the role playing.
You better.
She markets role playing products. So,
y'all better get some things out.
He listened before when you and I talked about the role playing products. So, talk a little bit about your role playing products.
Well, the easiest way to role play is lingerie. That's the easiest way to incorporate it. Anything else?
Are you saying I gotta wear it for role play? Do the man gotta wear it? What's really going on? I'm just
whichever way you want depends what you're doing. I mean, come on now. If you walked in the bedroom in a fireman outfit with no shirt on, pretty sure that would still get you results, okay? We're going to call that lingerie for men.
I can't walk in there with no Victoria's Secret. Is it we role playing? I'm you tonight. I'm just saying. I can't do that.
I mean,
hey,
I'm sure you can find somebody who wants to see you in something frilly. I'm sure we could find you something. But, you know, the point is, role play is just something fun and different. So whether it's a costume, and I promise you guys, put on some kind of uniform, your girl would flip out. Flip out.
Wow.
It doesn't really matter what uniform. They're hot on everybody. That's the point. They look good on everybody, which is why most men, when you ask them, what would you rather see your girl in, they say something like a nurse's outfit or a maid outfit. It is some kind of uniform. That's just the big kicker for people. But role play, anything else that you bring into the bedroom is just a mere prop. So if you're going with naughty nurse, most women will have some kind of stethoscope on them or, you know, something cute like that. Then you bring out a tickle and whip. All these things are just to enhance the fantasy that you're creating. Role play is just creating a fantasy in real life.
Wow.
What about exhibitionists? Can you just, for that one night, I want to invite some friends over to watch it on Valentine's Day. Make it a big thing, have music. And at that time, the party be over. When you shut the party down, we're going to end it with the watching us.
Okay, I have the same
question
that you have.
Belinda, you see what I'm talking about now when you come to the freak levels. You know, remember, I asked Melinda a question earlier. What about, because sometimes she get questions about when the spark isn't there. But what about when the spark is there on both sides and the freak level is, like, amazing? That's my perfect example, Belinda. Okay, what if he and I were a couple, and he's like, okay, let's have this story, and then at the end, let's let people watch us. You know, what do you
That's
do when you have, like, it's on different levels?
I mean, I literally have something for everybody. So, you know, just the other night I had someone ask, just out of the blue, do you have anything to tie him up with that goes on my bed? And I do. I have something called bed bondage bliss. It goes underneath your mattress and you can tie up your partner. You know, we have some really fun light bondage. But we also have other products. We have games. Okay, that's a really easy way to introduce something else.
I believe it or not, I'm into that. If I'm in a steady relationship or whatever, I really would love to be in a relationship where I could take it to all type of levels like that. Yeah, because
yes.
I want to tie up, and I would like to be tied up because you and I talked about it before, Belinda. I get the giggles and all that good stuff, so I need some kind of strain.
Awesome.
Well, and the thing is, if you, okay, anytime that you restrain or take away one of your senses, it heightens all the other senses. So if you happen to be tied up, you can't move. So you're not able to move people's hands around or give them direction. You're at their mercy, okay? So if you wear a blindfold, you're not looking at anything anymore. So all of the touches and the sensations that you'll be feeling on your skin will be heightened. You know, I mean, that's just part of the whole package. So you can take away one of your senses or a mobilized part of your body and heighten all the other sensations that are happening.
Wow.
You know, and then if you got a toy in there, then you're really good.
Or when you blindfold them, have all your friends over and say, try to guess which one just kissed you.
Oh, my God. Okay. You said something kind of innocent and fun, too.
Well, depending on that kiss, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, okay. You have my mind going somewhere else.
Hey, that tongue was going someplace else. I'm just saying, who did that? You're supposed to kiss the other lip. I'm just saying, you got to tell me the rules.
Yeah, because one thing, also, Belinda, you and I were talking about research. There's no topic that Belinda does not research. And recently, Belinda, I think we should talk about in the near future. I thought I could ask you about it today, but we're going to run out of time. Aphrodisiacs and also since we're in that area now, I have been researching sexy rough sex since bondage and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know a few weeks ago, Dean, who's on the phone with us now, he mentioned when we had a caller to call in named Dave call in, how important it is to have safe words. So,
yes.
You know, have you researched that, the importance of safe words when you're really doing like
human role? I've listened to that a little bit. I've actually looked at a couple of different sides of it. So there are, most of this is coming from some kind of BDSM, so the bondage and restraint, the dominant and the subordinate. That's usually where you see safe words. However, it really is good to have one for everybody. Just the other day, I had a client tell me, you know, she had read 50 Shades of Grey. She got very excited. Her husband realized that she read it, and he decided to take charge. And she loved it the first time. And the second time, she has anxiety attacks really easily. The second time, for some reason, it just wasn't working for her, and she felt freaked out. So they've come up with a safe word. When you use a safe word, it's a word that you both know. And if you're in the BDSM world, most of the time they have sort of a common set of safe words. Red means absolutely stop. You know, red is, you know, just like the stoplight, red means stop. Yellow means that you're okay for right now, but you might need to slow down. You know, but some people choose an actual word. So this started
like rape. Like you keep playing. I'm gonna say rape.
You know what though?
The police are
rape and things like that. Anything that actually has to do with sex is not a good word to have as a safe word. No is not a safe word. Stop is not a safe word because anytime you have any kind of restraint, a lot of the time, part of the appeal is that you are being restrained, is that you don't have full control. And so if you say stop, sometimes it could be misconstrued as part of a fantasy, as part of the role play. So we have to find a different word. And I will tell you, my safe word is waffles, and it started as a joke.
Love you, Belinda. Belinda, okay, Belinda,
it started as a joke, and now it is just stuck. I mean, it doesn't ever have to be used. But
her safe word where she uses with she and her husband.
It's waffles. It is waffles. I'm not even gonna.
I'm just waiting for the sex tape. I'm waiting for the sex tape for Valentine's Day. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to the site. That's what's up.
Oh my goodness.
She's one of those intimacy advisors that don't mind pulling her relationship with her husband in it. Because I'm like, what? She's getting ready to tell us her sex tape.
I will tell you,
we do not use it, but it started as a joke, but now it's a serious situation. I've told him if I ever need it, if I say waffles, buddy, you better stop whatever it is that you're doing, because that is now our safe word, and it really is a joke, and all my friends know. All of my friends already know that it's waffles.
You're definitely
so they just
kind of
laugh.
You're definitely a food.
Well, but Kevin Hart word what was pineapple?
Yeah. Okay, but see, the thing is, if you have a funny safe word, it relieves the tension in the situation. Because if you have to use it, you're probably already feeling a little freaked out. You know, if you're having to use your safe word and tell them genuinely, hey, I don't want you to do that, you don't want to offend your partner, and you don't want to, you know, cause an issue and a hindrance. I mean, that's something that happens a lot. People are in the bedroom.
But you
gotta
trust somebody, because what if they get off on your fear, and even though you're yelling that safe word, they say, I don't care about that word. You'd be like, waffle. They're like, shut the fuck up. And you're like, but waffle. They're like, I don't give a fuck. I have breakfast. Waffle. You know, and they're not gonna stop until they did what they want. You know, I guess
you gotta
be careful about who you with.
I tell you what, when you have a safe word and you have actually had that conversation and you know that even though it's a funny safe word, that is your actual safe word, if your partner is not willing to respect you enough to stop when you say your safe word, they don't deserve to have sex with you.
Because this is an amazing topic. We definitely have to talk about this, because my thing is keep the sexiness in it, but also have those safe words. And Dean brought that up a few weeks ago about the importance of safe words, and I've been researching it, and I see where most of my research says that, you know, you come up with a safe word, and that safe word means what it means. And you're definitely supposed to be, if you got to use safe words, if you're not with your spot, be with somebody you know you can trust.
Wow, and I've been doing some research too on that. I think that's what they call flashbacks. I'm just saying, you know, like we've been researching on this word. I'm gonna tie your hand right now. Now, our word we're gonna use today is, I'm just gonna call a dude name. You can just call me Michael. Like when you say Michael, I'm gonna stop, because men stop when you call another man's name. That get our attention. You like Michael? You're like what the? Oh, that's our safe word. Oh, I was about to get upset. It was about to be a problem.
Oh, Taharka, I guess Taharka was online. I thought he maybe had one more comment. But Taharka's show will air this evening on blogtalkradio.com. And you can call in and make a comment at 310-982-4184. His show will, he's connected with TV1, and also you can listen on blogtalkradio.com. And that's, you can search his name at taharka.com. At Taharka here at blogtalkradio.com. And thank you, Taharka, for calling in and asking questions and telling us a lot about what you do and what your show is all about. But Dean, thank you for calling. Dean, he's one of your biggest supporters, Belinda.
Thank you.
I'm loving when I listen to what Belinda and them do and what Zane and them do. You know, I'm all about that. You know, especially for Valentine's Day couples and whatnot. You know, that'll keep people together instead of this gun violence and stuff like that. Instead of shooting bullets, shoot them other things. I'm just saying. White orgasm. I'm just saying. Hey, make love, not war. That's what's up.
Tell you about Belinda. He's one of the listeners that I've been telling you about.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, no, I really think that, I know it's Valentine's Day, and I know people want to do something extra special, but, I mean, I'm with you. I think that we all need to take responsibility. Relax, buddy. The little one is up. I think we should all take responsibility for our intimate lives. I do, and I think that it should be every day. And, you know, just because you may not have sex every day. You should have some kind of intimate connection every day.
Yeah, that's
what's going to keep you strong
exactly.
And, you know, move a relationship forward. Even if you are single, if you're dating and you aren't having those intimate connections, then you're just dating. You know, you're just going out
like,
to dinner.
Like sometimes what I do, you know, you,
like,
you do it on the phone,
love,
like, you know, save money.
I would love to be
know,
in
L.A.
with Dean
right.
Thursday
right.
celebrating Valentine's Day.
You see what I'm saying? Like you said, I'm not going to drive away across town every night that week, but when you call, sometimes you can do an intimate thing on the phone sometimes. I'm just putting that out there. You know,
well,
you'd be like, hey, I might not see
you
Wednesday or Thursday, but
and you find something that works. Yes.
Yeah,
you don't have to go.
Unless it's good, huh, Dean?
Really good. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Talk to Jesus. Really good.
I had a friend tell me if it's good. I asked one of my friend that I had sex with a few weeks ago, Belinda, I asked him if he's going to come visit me in Dallas when I'm in Dallas, and he was like, if it's good.
That makes a difference.
That makes a difference.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm saying, my phone was messing up when you said it. You said a friend of yours that you had sex with in Dallas, you said he going to come out there where you at or something like that? It's my phone messing up.
You know, I've been practicing sexual abstinence, and I had, Stella got a group back a few weeks ago. And so I had asked my friend, because he's an artist that I promote also, and I had asked him if he was going to come to Dallas to see me, and he said, this is good. And so I was thinking about what you said. You're not going to drive across town every day. And I'm like, oh, only if it's good, for good reason, huh?
that long-distance thing, you know, that's good. That's good for a moment, and that's beautiful, but, you know, you got to know it's not going to be a monogamous thing. Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But I'm so glad that you are very optimistic about Valentine's Day being a bachelor.
Because,
man,
it's
so you're going to have
fun.
A lot of things on your plate.
It's a fun day, and, you know, you go to a lot of mixers, you go to a lot of parties, you know, you make a couple of stops or whatever, but that day can be fun as you want it to be and stuff like that, you know. You don't have to go broke on that day, you know, because hopefully a lot of people have been planning for this day, so you're not caught off guard.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Or not.
Wow. Well, you have Belinda on the phone now. You want to ask her about online now? You want to ask her about those pheromones?
Yeah. You know, you're probably looking at your time, you know, like they cut you off online. But but my question is, like, you know, about the pheromones. Like, I'm hearing an echo like crazy. It must be
got it,
in my
too.
Line. Okay,
no,
you guys don't hear
it,
right?
Let me see.
Okay.
What
I have the echo, too. It's awful.
Well, you guys don't hear it, right? Just on my end, right?
Is it better? Is it better now?
I don't hear it when Beth talks, but I hear it when anybody else talks.
Okay,
when I talk?
Okay.
Okay, I don't
now?
Hear it anymore.
Okay, I'm on both of my Androids. My computer's acting crazy, so I just took my phone off a speaker.
That's what it was, probably.
Okay.
Because we were hearing the
now
feedback from that.
Okay.
Okay, we were
hearing
feedback.
Okay, we're listening.
Okay, yeah, my question. My
okay,
question
so you don't hear any feedback now. Good. Because I don't hear feedback from either one of you. Okay.
It's better now.
Yeah, okay,
that's
good.
That's what it was. It was the feedback from the, you know, like the speakerphone. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But okay. I guess my question would be with the pheromones, because we know, like, the malls is going to be making money off of perfumes and stuff like that. Like certain smells or whatever. Go back to our primal thing that draws us together and stuff like that. Is there any particular, like, you know, like household smells or whatever, like, but something to say, if you don't go out to the stores, what kind of smells that you stuff you got around the house that just makes attracts everybody to one another? Like, is it a certain soap? Is it a certain shampoo? Is it a certain some common things around the house that does it, or I don't know.
Lavender and pumpkin spice.
Lavender and pumpkin. Now, what does that do? That makes you guys what?
Okay, so lavender and pumpkin spice. We've done some studies.
I'm just saying what I'm going to put it on. Is that a soap?
No, any kind of scent that has that. So if you found, you know, two different candles that had a lavender
right.
and like a pumpkin spice scent, light them together.
Right.
But lavender, they've done some studies, and what they found is that lavender and pumpkin spice, or pumpkin pie, so, pumpkin-y, that pumpkin spice, you know, that nice, rich scent, but those two scents, especially paired together, increase arousal, and what they said was the lavender relaxes you, so it puts you
right.
in an open sleep. You know, like I said earlier, you have to be relaxed in order to, you know, really be intimate and to, you know, achieve that fantastic.
You got
thing.
Music
oh.
playing, got some white wine, red wine. Okay,
yes.
Got you.
But the pumpkin spice, what they said, is that it sort of helps trigger past memories and the good memories. Like, when I think pumpkin spice, Thanksgiving, you know, holiday time, times when people are happy and
well, I kind of get that when I drink my vanilla chai tea. I just love
yes.
the way that smells, you know. And I,
yes.
I have a moment when I'm having my vanilla chai tea and it smells like sweet potato pie or something. It triggers that memory. I'm like, wow, I'm loving the smell right now.
Yes, and so those two together, the relaxed state and the great memory, you know, just that feeling of coziness, for whatever reason, that can up the arousal factor simply because it is putting you in the right state to receive it.
So if I have those candles playing and Robin Thicke playing on the thing when we come in the door,
ooh.
You know, I said, you want something to drink? She said, I just want to give you some. Well, we online now, but she said, I just want to give you some. I don't know why. And she started buttoning her stuff. What's that smell? Oh, my goodness. I'm like, you know what? Big ups to Belinda right now. We're going to make it a holiday.
Yes.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean. Yes, that's going to help set the mood. And, you know, lavender and pumpkin spice, we don't have any pheromones.
Wow.
But yes, smell is one of the biggest triggers for memory and for emotions. And so if you have something that just smells really good and it does give you that relaxed, calm, open feeling, you know, and the closeness, because that's what I think of when I think of, like, that pumpkin spice smell. I think of closeness.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will say, like, again, when I was in a bank, and I wear like Escape a lot, or sports, you know, Liz Claiborne sport and stuff like that. And I'll be in bank lines.
I love
know,
those
I will,
fragrances.
They will come up to you. The women will come up to you, and they'd be like, "Oh my God, what are you wearing?" And then to catch themselves, they married or got boyfriends. They'll be like, "I just so I can get my boyfriend now, so I can get my husband that, you know," because they'd be with them. They try to play it off, but it did catch them. Like I said again, if I wanted to, I could have pulled it. But I'm a gentleman. I'm just saying, you know.
Right.
And it was like,
yeah,
what
but
is
when
that
you
smell?
Smell good, yes, it evokes an actual reaction. So those two scents are the scents that, you know, that I've been finding. And I actually have a product that's called Between the Sheets, and it's lavender, but it's that spa grade lavender that has the spice behind it. So it's a phenomenal
wow.
product. It's got the pheromones in it. You spray it in the room. It makes a room freshener, so it smells fantastic, but it does have the pheromone. Spray it on your bed sheets. That's going to make them soft. It's a great product, and that's why
wow.
we use that. That's why it's not just a plain lavender scent. It does have that spicy background.
And especially
and that's
like
why,
when you like to take a bath with your, you know, significant other, you know, and whatever.
Oh,
whoever comes
you sound like my kind of guy, Dean. You sound like my kind of guy.
I'm saying you put those candles around the tub, you know, got the lights dim, you know, because I can't be in the dark. Like, I got to have them dim. I got to have me a little bit light. I got to watch it
right.
turn the light to a certain whatever. And then, you know, you're around the tub, you know, got the bubbles in there, you got your wine, and if you got the music playing, that's what I like. I like doing that, you know, and it's just like when you talk about those smells or whatever, if she's wearing something that smells real good, because I know it works on us fellas, like if y'all smelling real good, it put us right in that moment. So I could just imagine if we had the house smelling like, you know, like y'all like, instead of like socks or, you know, whatever.
Yes.
If we had that place smelling nice for y'all. It'd put
not
y'all
like
he
just came
thing.
In the gym. Yeah.
You know, hey.
Right.
Exactly.
But smelling like a utopia. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Exactly. It really is all about setting the mood. So anybody who needs more intimacy in their relationship, you know, anybody who is listening and thinking, ugh, I've been the same person and it never gets any better or nothing ever changes or, you know, it's just boring or dull. Or if you are still dating and you might want to move your relationship forward, or even if you don't and you're happy with just simply dating, either way,
my problem has been I have to pull their mind out of work because, like, a lot of times you're around people who, you know, I got to raise this budget for this film, or I got to raise this budget for this, or I got to have this done, and they always, and, you know, you got to get them out of that, you know, and music.
We were just talking about that earlier. Like, get your mind into it.
Out of your mind. Because Russell Simmons calls it the monkey. He said all those thoughts that run around in your mind, think of them like wild monkeys run around, and you got to lock the monkeys up, you know. And one way to do it, I like to do it, is with music, you know, and like you guys were saying, with smells and stuff like that. So, you know, you got to calm your person down because they come in there, they want to be in that moment, but it's hard to be in that moment because of work, you know. And that's why, you know, I do the bath thing, you know, when I'm with my, you know, my friends. I'm just saying, I'll be like, you know, we need to relax. You got to get that massage. You got to have the music going, the smells going. That's why, you know, I want to hear the certain smells because that just complements it. Because my thing is, you got to pull people out of their space and with their mind because, you know, we always thinking about budgets and work. You know, when you can pull somebody out of that, that's sensual. You know,
and crazy personal stuff too, you know. But yeah, that's a good point. That's what Belinda and I was talking about earlier. Getting your mind into it. Because I'm a big proponent of massage, so you're right. The importance of pheromone and that scent. That's important,
A smell will pull you out of that thought. Like you could just be came out of a crazy argument or work or whatever, but you smell something good, you'd be like, damn, what's that? It'll snap you right out of it sometime. You'd be like, damn, what's it? Like food. What's cooking, you know? So,
like
you
waffles.
Know, that's why
like
I believe
waffles.
The smells will get your mind right. I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I like the smell
no,
of
I
good
mean,
waffles.
And I'm a firm believer of that. Yes, waffles. Stop it, girl.
wow.
But yeah, I mean, it really is all about setting the atmosphere. Once you set the atmosphere and the tone, you yourself will be in that. You know, you immerse yourself in that. So it doesn't have to be every night. But I mean, you're right. A nice bath, a bubble bath, a massage, lighting candles, having music, a glass of wine, all these things, all it does is just set a mood. You know, I mean, people can go with it or not. Some people are going to resist. But in general, it's just setting the mood, and it sets the tone. You know,
I don't know if you are eclectic, but he says sometimes the chakras, you know, like it can trigger those your sexual energy in your body if you set the mood just right, too. You know, because like everybody – They're into the energies and stuff like that, you know. Just like when you walk into the room, you can pick up a negative energy, you know.
When
you walk into the room and the atmosphere is just right, you can pick up a good energy like that too. And so I believe in that, like, you know, smells and, you know, and atmosphere. It's all about the atmosphere. It triggers reaction out of you, you know, like, you know, your energy, you know. I definitely believe that.
Absolutely.
Wow. Now, I'm quite sure you visited her website before. As much as you love listening to us talk, so you have any favorite products?
You said her site? You said her site?
Yeah,
My favorite is, like, the candles. Like, I haven't gone to her website just yet because I was waiting to get back to her again. I remember we got cut off last time.
Belinda, tell them about the products for men.
Oh, yeah, you'll like that. It's a whole product line called Rage, and it's a product line specifically for men. But I think, you know, honestly, if you love
But
all
we
those,
buy everything for y'all, so, like, we would buy – I would go in there looking at everything that the women like. That's what I would get.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. But then also you love Rage products. What were you saying, Belinda?
Well, yeah, the Rage product line is phenomenal. It really is all about men. But if
wait, hold
on,
you know
that
name? Wait, hold on. That name sounds real familiar. A friend of mine was selling something about. She said Rage was something for the men to make you last longer, something like that. She was dealing with that product. What was her name?
It's called Thunder.
Yeah, exactly. She was telling me about that.
It's called Rage Thunder. Yes.
She was like, I'm trying to see where. She was like one of the promoters. They call her the sex CEO or something like that on YouTube. She was talking about that product. She did one of my shows at one time before.
Oh.
Where she, were in we did like a book tour for one of our people or whatever, and she came with some of the projects, and she was starting like she would put people to that site, and Thunder, I think Thunder Rage was, that's what the name Rage sound real familiar. Like, that's where I heard it from. It makes it last longer or something like that.
So yeah, last longer. Yeah, because I think you've talked about that before. We've talked about that one before. I think I asked you about that one.
This is a small world. I like that. That's a powerful product, y'all. If you listen right now, the brothers, y'all definitely want to go check that. That's what's up. That's a real good product.
It really is a great product. It's going to help you last longer. But I think what you would really like and what you'd be really interested in is everything under my Relax the Max section. You like candles. So we actually have 3-in-1 candles. You can burn them. They smell fantastic. You can use it as a hot oil massage, or you can actually diffuse it as a moisturizer. So not only are you going to have, you know, that great scent in your bedroom, but then you can use it while you're in the bedroom, and it's good for the skin. It's soy-based. We have that, and then we have Between the Sheets is what I was talking about with that lavender scent. I think you would love that.
Wow. And plus books and stuff like that, because you got e-books as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we do have books.
Exactly, because I'm definitely about reading this stuff, because where I can find out about the pheromones and the different smells, like you said about the lavender and the pumpkin. I was like, who knew? I'm just saying, like, hey, what is that smell? Well, just some candles I just brought. I'm just saying,
I'm so glad you called, because he does call on Mondays, but this is Motivating Monday, and so Belinda is hosting a webinar on tomorrow night. Tell us. Wow, man, I'm just so excited that you, Dean, actually, I'm so glad that you're actually able to talk with her. And
I thought a line got cut off. I said, see, I was able to check out your site. It was the indie film situation you were telling me about, where you guys were. I went to that website where they were putting their indie movies and stuff like that. I went and checked that out and stuff like that, and what I did was I'm an Indiegogo person, Indiegogo.com, Kickstarter, I don't like that too much, because you ask people to give you money to raise for your movies or whatever. If you don't raise all of it, you don't get to keep none of it, and it goes
and
back to
And now there's crowdfunding. Have you gotten into crowdfunding?
That's what crowdfunding is. It's like Indiegogo is a crowdfunding. Kickstarter.
Yeah, but then
there's
like crowdfunding. Isn't it like crowdfunding.com too? Isn't it like, I know that that's considered crowdfunding, but isn't it crowdfunding?
I know it's a lot of them out there. What I've stuck with another film I'm getting involved with, Jelly Bone and stuff like that. What is this name? The dude that was in Barbershop 2, the light skinned dude. That women went crazy.
Not Mike Epps.
No, he had the eyes, light skinned brother.
Michael Ealy.
Mike Ealy.
I love him.
Okay, he's in this film. I'm about to get on that too. If you go to Kickstarter.com and stuff like that, you put in Jelly Bone or whatever, you'll find.
Congrats
that.
To him too, because he's a newlywed now. Congrats to him also. I love talking about independent filmmaking. Next Monday, let's talk about independent filmmaking in 2013. So let's talk about that.
At the end of the day, talking about Valentine's Day, we got a lot of, sexy movies out there too as well, people can just like come and enjoy, because now television has gotten so caught up in the reality shows, you can't catch a regular TV show no more, that you like. Whatever. So that's what's so good about indies and stuff. We can bring that back on YouTube. We can give you the web series that you enjoy again.
Oh, man, cool. So let's talk about that. And I'm going to put you down as a guest for next Monday. Dean Russell, a.k.a. Lance, as a guest. Okay, so I'll put you down as a special guest. So we'll talk about independent filmmaking.
Yeah, you know,
in
and I'll talk about, because I'm dealing with, I got something in London I'm dealing with too called Brothers with No Game. You know, if you go to YouTube,
okay.
you can check out that web series, Brothers with No Game. And,
okay.
you know, we're trying to get BBC to pick that up. But,
okay.
you know, that's the thing right now. YouTube, y'all. If you try to promote whatever, YouTube is the thing right now, you know. I'm going to fall back.
Yeah,
I know we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly, because we don't want to run out of time and want Belinda, want everybody to know more about. Yeah, because I'm surprised Belinda doesn't do a YouTube web series.
Yeah, she should. That would be a good tutorial.
Yeah, because, man, that would be amazing.
But she probably got that
about
other tape out. I'm just saying.
Oh my God!
I'm just saying.
Yeah, the wrong thing. Oh my God!
We can't see that.
I'm
just saying.
Tomorrow night, Belinda will be hosting her first webinar, and we talked highly about it at the beginning of the broadcast. And those
mm-hmm.
of you ladies and men that you would love to see your ladies get involved with SlumberParty.com, be sure to let them know to hey and friend her on Facebook. And also visit the website, Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. And you can email her. And also you can call Belinda. Belinda is very accessible. She has a busy schedule, but she's very accessible. And you all see she really does do her research. And earlier, Dean, she was talking about how comfortable people get. Sometimes people think they're all alone regarding certain issues. And then it's good to know when you find out you're not alone.
Exactly.
Do you ever feel like that? You ever feel like that?
Well, you know, fetishes and stuff like that, you find out when you go online that you're definitely not by yourself. You'd be like, I thought
exactly.
I was the only one who do that. You know, so, wow. Big ups
to
Google.
You find out pretty quickly that you've got more people on your side than you thought.
Wow.
Miss Beth? I'm going to have to cut it
yes.
short here. I've got to take my little one to school.
Yes,
but,
it's getting close.
Yeah, it's time to go. But please Facebook me, and we will talk again soon. Maybe Wednesday? I can call in on your love day.
Oh, you don't mind? Oh, so you don't mind calling in on Wednesday? Okay, we're going to talk about aphrodisiacs. Of course, we're talking about
Ooh.
Valentine's Day and the history of Valentine's Day, and but aphrodisiacs. I figured I'm so glad you were called back in on Wednesday doing Matters of the Heart. But I definitely wanted people to know about your webinar. That's one reason why I wanted you on this morning, and so we could spread the word about your webinar on tomorrow night. But I'm so glad you don't mind calling in on Wednesday. So let's talk about the history of Valentine's Day, and most definitely aphrodisiacs, because I'm sure just like sin and massage is important, it's important to know what's an aphrodisiac. And and all of us are foodies, so what foodies are the best aphrodisiacs? Which foods and cuisine? If going out to a restaurant or cooking at home, what are good?
Exactly.
Like you mentioned lavender and pumpkin.
Well, that's what's up.
Obviously, pumpkin. Yeah.
So,
but thank
you
so
much. I will come on Wednesday. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay. You're welcome.
Of course, it was fabulous to talk to everybody who called in. So I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, but thank you. Okay, Dee.
Thank you.
You all friend her. Don't forget the webinar. Friend her on Facebook so you can connect with all the information regarding the webinar, right, Belinda?
Right. So find me on Facebook,
okay.
And I'm going to post it today. So y'all have a fantastic Monday, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Happy Monday.
All right, bye.
Yes, motivating Monday. Okay, Dean, the floor is yours, baby.
I'm saying
my Valentine.
See, I was trying to make sure that if any other guest was online, I didn't want to over-talk them as well and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, because you took me in a way you just bar-guarded on. But I know it was a lot of...
He is still talking right now.
I'm like, baby, I'm trying to say baby. I'm trying to say baby. There's more people at the party. At least say hello, baby.
I'm saying, that's why I was falling back. I was trying to...
But then you were telling me you were having trouble listening, hearing. So I was like, okay, well, There's a lot of reverb going on.
Yeah, because of your other phone that you had on, it was like a lot of echo on my end while
I was talking. It was a lot of echo and reverb happening. I didn't know that.
I hear all of you perfectly clear.
So I'm glad you let me know that, because everybody sounds good to me.
Well,
so
well,
I'm
I
glad
it
you
me
let
because
me
because I didn't know because I said, you know, because I turned my computer down. And I said, and I still heard it. And I said, well, that must be someone else in the back, in the cut, you know, not speaking
and,
or whatever, but have
and
their
I'm on both my
end,
I'm on both my end drawers because for some reason my computer, I can't get it back online for some reason. So I'm like functioning from both of my end drawers.
Well, I don't know how the weather did the rain or something from that storm.
Oh, my
mess
God.
With you guys.
Oh, thank you, baby. I'm calling you, baby. Thank you. It's been bad weather here since yesterday morning. And you've probably seen on national news where tornadoes hit Hattiesburg. I'm in the capital
exactly.
city of Jackson, and that storm had literally just left Jackson. And living here, it's just a custom. The storms come back to back. Like, it's been storming since yesterday morning. And around 3, a storm left. I mean, I don't know if people understand how some of these storms operate, but they come in just clusters, bunches. One after another, and tornadoes spawn from them. And a lot of times the tornadoes stay above ground, but when they touch ground, it is horrific. So that's the particular storm that just left Jackson, headed south. Hattiesburg, many of you would go to New Orleans and the Biloxi. So it hit Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's what you all been seeing on the news. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where USM is located.
The real thing that everybody's going to be heading down to the Mardi Gras, and was wondering how that was going to affect that. You know.
Yeah, well, the bad storms didn't hit Mardi Gras. I think they got wet weather, and that's what a lot of people, the tornadoes, it really did hit the campus of University of Southern Mississippi, who have just hired a president who is black. So, you know, there's some history being made in Black History Month here in Mississippi and in the world. But just hired a guy on Friday. But a lot of the students are in New Orleans because New Orleans is just a hop and a skip away from here, and especially from Hattiesburg. And so a lot of the students are in New Orleans. So probably would have had some more injuries if the students weren't all going away celebrating Mardi Gras. So thank you for asking. That feels so good to know that you people that do not live here are concerned. Because we are definitely
we saw the devastation on the news.
Yeah.
So we would worry. We'd be like, wow, look at what happened to that house or that business.
Yeah.
You know, it really left some devastation.
Yeah, and the bad weather's still happening now. It's like quiet right now. But when I started broadcast this morning, it was thundering and everything. But,
I got relatives on the East Coast who were shoveling snow that was up to their waist.
Wow, and see, I've been concerned about those on the Northeast. Yes, those blizzards are something.
That's crazy. Yeah,
so
no,
you have talked with them? Have you talked with them?
Yeah, I was on the phone with them all these last couple of days, and that's what was been going on. You know, the snow, they say, got over there. They had the streets weren't being the trucks weren't being put out as fast as you would think. So a lot of people were trapped within their homes for a whole day before the trucks got out and started doing the streets and stuff like that. And then not counting their personal yards, a lot of people had to remove those pounds of snow by themselves and whatnot, you know. And, you know, because, like, when they were doing the street, they would do the side streets, but they would knock the snow in people's driveway and block them in, you know, with all the high snow drifts pushing it out the street. And so you got a wall of snow. If you try to back your car out, you got a wall of snow right there from the snow plows that are hitting the street. So, you know, a lot of people were complaining about that. You know, they couldn't get out. And so I was telling them, I said, see, that's why you got to get up out of there. They're like, yeah, but they go down south, they got to deal with the hurricanes, you know. So
yeah.
It's the lesser of two evils. You know.
And so you guys are having what nice, beautiful weather. So I need to be in L.A., especially for Valentine's Day, celebrating with you
that's
what I'm
saying.
You're going to have a fun time.
it's going to be, you know, nice, you know, probably go to a comedy club or something like that, you know, go to a couple of Valentine's Day situations and then, you know, close the night down with, you know, like with some pheromones. I'm just saying.
I hear you. And some aphrodisiacs.
I'm saying,
lavender.
You know, it's gonna be a good day. I'm saying that.
I love bachelors. I love couples and love stories. I love bachelors too, especially optimistic bachelors.
I would go out there and tell everybody, because everybody talk about single people, whatever. Like they're so lonely, so sad. And no, we not. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of them other people like that. But you know, if you enjoying it, it's a good-ass day, I mean, in the neighborhood. I mean, you thought Mr. Rogers was putting on his shoes, singing a good day. Valentine's Day, a lot of brothers are going to be putting their shoes on, getting ready for that night. They're going to be like, hey, it's a good day. I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, would you be my neighbor? It's going to be a good day. That's why I said, you know, holidays could be a beautiful thing if you plan in advance for it. You ain't paranoid. You ain't stressed because you know it was coming, you know, you order your flowers in advance, because a lot of people are going to wait to the last minute and try to order flowers online or whatever, and, you know, you're going to have to pay triple for it or whatever, or they're not going to have it ready, you know. So what I did, you know, I did a couple of, you know, a couple of dozen situations and whatnot, you know, and I ordered it in advance so it'll be ready, so, you know.
That's right.
So,
pre-planning, I know it sounds like you like to splurge, but then you are so frugal. Why pay extra when you don't need to?
Exactly. You know, and like I said again, today is the 11th. So sometimes they say we'll do it a day or so before, but, you know, wait until the last minute on those situations. You can get caught out with those extreme prices and stuff like that. So their best bet is to, like, if they listen to this call, you know, you might want to do it today. You know, if you want a last-minute person,
exactly.
You definitely want to get on that today.
And
you definitely
want it delivered on time.
Exactly. Because, you know, y'all be like just like your birthday, you get it the next day, it come in the mail, you be like, well, you say, hey, you got what I sent you? Well, my birthday was yesterday, but thank you. you be like, hey, that's a mail for them. You know they close on Saturday.
No, Nikki, baby.
I'm like, that ain't my fault. I know the post office gonna be closed on Saturday. Okay, hey, it is what it is. But y'all gotta consider that stuff. I'm saying, you know, you gotta send it out early, or you gonna be it's gonna be like, you know, wait until the night comes. If you think you're lonely now, I'm saying it'll be a Saturday.
Oh my God.
So. That's what that
I would love it. I would love it if my attorney friend would call in too, because my attorney is based in Dallas. He looks at Valentine's Day from a different perspective than you. He says that it is single. He says Valentine's Day is suicidal singles day.
Wow. Well, you know, like that's kind of true in some cases, because like on holidays, a lot of people are committing suicide. You know, they'd be like, I'm by myself. I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm alone. What with me? You know, suicide.
I was on Facebook on Saturday saying I suck at love and romance, but I'm a true romantic, so I love celebrating Valentine's Day.
See, I'm sad.
So I'm like, it doesn't, because I suck at it, I still love it. One of my favorite holidays.
Your reflection in the mirror, people be trying to kill themselves. The reflection be saying, waffle, that's the same word, waffle. Don't do it. I'm just, waffle, goddamn. Hey, I'm just, you know, people just not, don't take it so serious. You know, it's just a game. You know, just say waffle. Get a safe word. Go over y'all think about suicide. Get you a safe word and scream that when you have them thoughts. You say waffle or whatever word on your mind. You know, because that a relationship does not have to define you. I'm just saying, you know, you're still good. I'm just saying, you know, it is kind of truth what he's saying, though. You know, a lot of people do kill themselves on those holidays, and, hey, that's crazy, you know. But, like, you know, it ain't that serious, you know what I mean? You know, you know, you find somebody. I mean, you got all these websites online, you know, because people meeting online now, like on Facebook, on Twitter. That's what everybody hooking up at, on Twitter, direct messaging one another, and then they going out and stuff like that. See, so it's a new day. You know, you don't have no excuse to be by yourself.
It is. That's a good point.
Because somebody said, I don't got time to be going out of the clubs and all that, whatever. You don't have to no more because the social networking is crazy, you know, and stuff like
that. Exactly. And then your everyday life, we're always meeting people. If we're going shopping, back to what you were working. I know some people don't mix business with pleasure because I have been like that before, too, where, you know,
right.
I'm not mixing business with pleasure. Sometimes you're working all the time
with people. You know, that's what you see all the time.
But you meet, like you were saying about people always trying to, especially in the art and entertainment and industries that we're in, beauty and fashion and all that, people tend to say, well, I'm focused on work. I got to make this deadline. I got to do this. I got to do that. But you meet people at certain places, you know, and then it might not be the person that you meet with. Maybe you meet somebody through a person you work with.
And the main thing is just making about you, you know, because people worried about their jobs or whatever, you know, and they forget to stay in the moment, you know. And we've got to remind people, like, be in the moment. Like, you at dinner and everybody checking their phones and they texting and they all, you know. You're
yeah.
Like, turn your phones off for an hour, or you know, when you on that date or whatever, just turn the phones off, your iPads, your everything, your joys, all that off, and just enjoy that moment. You know what I mean? And the bills gonna be there, drama gonna be there. You know, that's just the reality. You know what I mean? Just like turn it off for about an hour, steal you some time. You know, like Valentine's Day or whatever. You know, or Valentine's night. Whatever time you can steal you an hour, you know, five minutes, whatever.
And if you don't have any plans, so there are things that I have done, take yourself to the movies. I take yourself out to a lunch or do something different. Go to a museum that you've been like putting off going to. You know, spend some quality time with yourself if you don't have plans for a date.
Spa's got these packages now.
Exactly.
You know,
and I need one of those. I need a spa day.
You go in there and you treat yourself to that massage, that facial, that they do your feet, that whatever you need to get done on that day, that'll be a real good, memorable Valentine's Day for people that's listening on this phone call right now. You can go online and find whichever one's closest to your area, but get you a spa day, you know, whether a milk bath, you got a milk bath and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And that's guys and ladies, you know. Yeah, that's guys and ladies. Guys, go out and get your manicures and your pedicures. Wow.
And just keep it hooked up, you know, and stuff like that. But spas, like if they don't have a date, you know, for that day or whatever, or someone in their life for that day, you know, just treat yourself like to a spa date. You know, you know, they say people pay about $100 or $75 or whatever for flowers or whatever anyway. So what if you pay that on yourself? Say I'm going to put like about a couple of hundred on me and stuff like that, and I'm just going to give me this package for $200. Give me that package for $300. Give me that package for whatever. And, you know, just get you a spa thing for yourself and stuff like that, you know. And then, you know, just enjoy it. Just do you not even just for Valentine's Day, you know, like, you know, steal you some time throughout the year, you know. So, you're worried with job, the kids or whatever, you know, just steal you some time, you know. So, you know what, get on the calendar, on your phone.
And a lot of us just give so much. Exactly. A lot of us goes back to what you were saying. A lot of us give so much to other areas of our lives and to others that sometimes it's good to spend that good time with ourselves.
We feel guilty about doing stuff for ourselves. You know, we like, well, I got to do this for my kids, or I got to do this for other people. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to look out for you, because, like, you know, people will take advantage of your generosity. Sometimes you
exactly.
live your whole life and you ain't did nothing for you. You know, you can get up to like 60, 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, sometimes I look in the mirror and I look so tired and so exhausted. I'm like, I need to be taking care of myself.
See,
you know,
exactly, like you ask yourself, don't you deserve a spa day? I mean, you ask yourself that question, and we say it, but we don't really believe it. We say we deserve that spa day or whatever, but we don't really believe it because we keep going on working, but not taking time to enjoy it, you know. And what's good is working all these crazy hours and you not and taking time to enjoy it. You say, well, I ain't got nobody to share it with, so I ain't going to enjoy it. No, you know, still use some time.
But it makes you, but it really does. Those moments, it gives you more energy. And I notice a lot of my Facebook friends, especially those that are in health and fitness, they like to be spiritual like you and I like to be. It's important to take that time out to meditate and take good care of yourself. You know,
exactly.
And spend some quality time with yourself if it's just taking time out reading your favorite magazines. You know,
exactly.
Men's Health or Women's Health or Cosmopolitan or whatever your favorite, or Play Girl, Play Boy for you, you know. Just taking time.
Or music. You chilling with the music.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's all about the vibe when you're relaxing. You know, just settle out, you know, get in the mood, you know, experiment what smells you like to smell, because, like, it affects your energy, your body energy, you know, like, you know how people got high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you know, all that depends on, you know, your stress level. Like, if you can just, like, by smelling something, lower your blood pressure, you know, or just by listening to certain music, you know, or just by, I know it's a family show, but I'm just saying, by, you know, just loving on yourself.
The rating is mature. I have the rating is mature, but because of the musical content. But on Wednesdays, it's for 18 and over because of the topics. And today, I know our topics could get, you know, we're talking Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, so, you know, like, you can set you up a date with yourself and give yourself a happy ending. I'm just saying. You know,
I do have a show rated for mature rating. Yeah, but you can have yourself a fun time. It's good to hear a guy talk like that, because you know.
Well, guys always talk. It's good to hear y'all talk like that because we always talk good. I'm just saying. We always say, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm saying, but it's good to hear y'all talk like that. So that's what's up. It's a good day. That's why I say Valentine's Day, you know, y'all let y'all, your inhibitions down sometimes. Like, you know, where you say, okay, I usually don't drink like this, but then they say, because Valentine's Day, they go out and they drink a little extra. They say, I usually don't do this. And they take some extra drinks, and you'd be like, you know, you have
well,
fun.
If you usually don't
do
that, you got some extra drinks, I advise you take some extra condoms, too. Because if you don't usually drink, you might do something else you don't usually do.
I'm just saying, this is 2013. I didn't see it look like patches on thighs. I was like, what is that, a Band-Aid? Like, no, this is my birth control patch. I'm like, oh, for real? Like, and what's that box right there? Well, that's my plan B, just in case it slip off. I'm like, what the hell? Okay, I'm not mad at Plan B. That's what's up.
Survival kit.
Hey, they got them. They ready. They like a soldier. I'm like, okay. You is ready right now. I'm like, you go in the bathroom. You got a couple of boxes. Like, I'm ready just in case the end of the world. I'm just saying, you know, you can't go to the store no more. You know, and what do people do when we got crisis and poverty? People make love. I'm just saying, no matter how poor it is, how broke.
Make love, not war, babies.
You find people in poverty, like, got 13 kids. He's like, because that's what we do. We worried. What we do to relax. When we under pressure, we like, if I can just.
Okay, well, you're answering my question, because my mother and I was talking a few weeks ago, and I was saying to my mom, why do some people have so many kids? Even some married couples, because I'm 44.
When they know
kids,
they can't
you know,
afford it.
I had a child, but exactly. I was talking because we were watching Ellen or something, and I was saying to my mom, I was like, I wonder why some people. I've been pregnant before. I had a son that died at birth when I was 19. You know, I'm 44 and I have no kids. I'll never hear you talk about kids. Do you have kids?
Yeah, I got like a 20-year-old daughter. What you talking?
Oh, I bet she's beautiful.
You talking about grown folk now? I'm just like,
I would love to hear you tell her about the birds and the bees back in the day.
I mean, that right,
man,
what
that's
I like
another
about
topic.
Today, What I love about today is, like, now they got the Plan Bs, and you don't got to be a granddaddy no more as fast. Back in the day, I would have been a granddaddy by now, you know. But
okay, so you're not a granddad.
You know.
Okay, because I'm about to become a great aunt in like 3 or 4 weeks. My 17-year-old niece is pregnant, and I'm about to become a great aunt.
we gotta introduce you to these Plan Bs and Cs and Ds. I'm just saying, you know, because hey, as long as you know the B, A, B, that's all I know, Daddy. I'm like, that's all you need to know. Go to the store, go get this box of Plan B. It's good. They get them in school now, so you know that's the good thing about 2013.
I'm old school. I always been. Well, you and I growing up when AIDS came about and STDs was popular back then. It's still popular. Some people don't even think about STDs are still around. You know, so
right.
I've always been old school, condoms,
right.
Safe sex, and condoms I have seemed to keep me from not getting pregnant, but I know what you're saying.
Some people have arsenals. What is that stuff called, the IUD situation, like they put that up in your house for a couple of months, and you be like, I never trusted that. I always, like, come up anyway. Like, I got an IUD, I'm good, you good. See, I don't know about IUDs, IOUBINGO, I don't know about all that. I'm just saying.
I know.
You know, I got
an My thing is just wrap it up, baby. And if you really with somebody that you're, like, significant with, you know, withdraw. I'm always old school, old fashioned.
Well, let me ask that question. Good question. You know about the pre situation anyway. The pre comes.
Yeah.
The tears that come up. Cause sometimes y'all make you cry. I'm just saying. You know. But how long before you go bare with somebody? Like, what is a good time for those that are listening right now? They might say, okay, Valentine's Day. They said, we've been talking a long time now. They said we've been taking for at least 2 days. I mean, we know each other. Yo, you know, hey, they be in connection, talking for hours, you know, so now they're ready to go. What is the appropriate time to go raw with your dude?
That's a good question where I brought it up.
All the women listen to you right now because, like, it's Valentine's Day coming up. All of them listen to you right now.
And it's nothing like, and to be honest, I'm a proponent of safe sex, but it's nothing like that.
Like you're in a relationship.
The real
feeling.
Wow, that's amazing. It just depends. It depends, too, if you all are in an open relationship or an exclusive relationship.
Right.
Too. If it's an exclusive relationship and y'all really trust each other and really being honest, hey, Exactly.
Because I'm not exclusive, but I have the paperwork, you know.
But, okay, good point. In today's time, the status. If you know your status, too, your HIV status, that's a good point because we are in 2013. If you're not exclusive but you know your status, hey, I had my HIV test like such and such, and I'm negative.
But because
you know,
that,
so
means,
I think,
that,
I think
that,
that's
that
important
piece of paper
to know, too. Because
to the city.
Because you can be exclusive and their person's status not be in good standing. So that's a good point. So it depends on the status, if you're exclusive or in an open relationship. Yeah, that's a good point.
You're telling them if the person's status is correct and yours is correct, you know, what's a good time to say, you know what? A month, a week, how long before you go raw with somebody?
It depends on where. Oh my goodness! Hey. Depends on where if you're taking the relationship to a whole other level, or if you're just friends. But then it depends on if you're friends with benefits, or just having casual sex, or if you're. Are you making the relationship an exclusive relationship?
If you know that person's status and you know that they're clean, they're not exclusive, but they're clean. You got their paperwork. You know they're clean, and y'all been kicking it. What's a good time, or is there a good time to go wrong with that person? Or would you say, you know, until they get exclusive, it's always going to be on whether they got paperwork or not?
I'm counting with you on that until it's exclusive. But sometimes you have your moments though. You want that real feeling. I'm just being honest. Sometimes
I want to feel the real thing. They would use a condom when they having penetration sex, but then when she giving them oral, he'll take the condom off. So to me, that's what makes sense to me. I know that doesn't make sense.
Do you ever use a vaginal dams? Because do you ever use those?
No, you know what? I would say, like, back in the day when I heard about how famous that stuff was, I just used to cut the condoms open and just lay that on top of it, and it wasn't the same. So you know, it just didn't.
Yeah, but to be honest, I've never had anybody do oral sex on me with the dildos. So I'm just being honest. But I know whenever I do go for my HIV test. I know
my
one of my friends, longtime friends, is a psychiatrist at the place where I go, and we always go into in depth discussions, and she stresses how important dental dams are, you know.
Wow.
And we're always hearing, even on other shows, but I have never had a dental dam.
You know what? That would be a good thing to do. You know, get you somebody to try it. Like people that call on your show say, okay. My listeners, my challenge right now, tell them, like, those of you that are using dental dam, I want y'all to call in, you know, on Wednesday or whenever and talk about it. You know, we want somebody, you know, who's actually used dental dam in oral sex to call in and tell about the experience, you know, and whatnot, you know, because you feel safer when that's going on, obviously. And so you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it better, I'm thinking. You know, I would say.
Exactly.
You know,
when a woman is doing that intimate thing on you, do you have the condom on, or do they prefer to have the condom on?
Well, yes and no. Like on some occasions, you know, they got that flavor stuff you put on top of it, but then they complain about, you know, the latex, the thing, or whatever. So most of the time, it's never with that on. You know, oral sex is usually raw all the time, usually, but penetration is condom up.
Okay, exactly. So you and I'm on the same page. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to penetration, you get condom. But when it's like oral sex,
because a lot of doctors and people say, like, you know, they split on that. They say, well, you can't usually catch nothing usually with the mouth or whatever, you know, because the mouth is the dirtiest part of the body anyway, so it got stuff to fight that. But you know, I don't know. You know, I would just say that, you know, just know who you with. You got to worry about whatever, and stuff like that. But that would be something
exactly.
To hear. You know, I would love
exactly,
to hear what women would say about that.
Exactly.
You know, like,
because even you and I, we just don't go down on anybody. And I already know that.
Exactly.
I vibe that with you. We just don't go down on anybody anyway. Because, you know,
that's really
intimate anyway, you know. And my thing, you know.
Exactly.
But it's good for people to know.
Like, because some women would say that they don't go down on the man when they first meet him. You got to be like a week, couple of weeks, a couple of months, couple of dates, and stuff like that. But us fellas, sometimes we, you know, if we feeling you like that, we going down. You know, we do the smell test, you know, and we not checking for papers all the time. A lot of times we do the 2-finger test where you smell your finger, you be like,
exactly.
Oh, it smell like soap right now. I'm not mad at that, you know. And
I smell like fragrance.
Okay.
I know back in the day, people used to talk about the navel. People used to talk about the navel clean, you know.
Hey, you know, long as you know everything is cool.
And same with you guys, you know. Same with you guys.
Hey.
Keep it fresh. Keep everything fresh.
Questions so quick. You know, because you don't want to have a girl go down on you and, you know, and you smell it kind of funny. She'd be like, oh, sugar, honey, iced tea. It ain't going down. It is not going down. It is to be a problem. You know, you don't want that to happen. So, you know, definitely, like, you know, just I would say, you know, definitely give yourself have a ball soak. You know, soak your balls. Have a ball soak the night before you're going to hook up. Have a ball soak. You know you're about to go out. You know, just soak your nuts. You know, get some soap in. Something, and, you know, then you got your fragrance,
and
you want or whatever.
Yeah, and it's good to have shower gel and shower wash and stuff like that.
Exactly. And plus, like, again, you know, and just to make it intimate, like, well, I do a lot of bathing and stuff like that. So, you know, bathe, you know, get in the bubble bath with them, and that way you know good and well both of y'all clean or whatever. Y'all sat in the tub together, you know, you bathing one another while y'all laying in the tub, listening to music, washing one another, drinking wine, having fun, you know. So you know you clean, you know what I mean? So by the time you make it to the bedroom, y'all already had a moment in that bath water. So it's
exactly
a good thing.
Okay. You know. I believe we only have maybe about 2 more minutes. I extended the show this morning, the hour, so we have more time. That's why we hadn't been cut off yet.
But call into her show Wednesday if y'all use that dinner dam and let her know, you know, about that dinner dam, the filling and stuff like that. You know, let
exactly.
her know.
On Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the history of Valentine's Day and just Valentine's Day period and love and romance and dating.
Now you have my information, like, now you know.